Fan Run Radio podcasters, many of you have been asking for a way to support the station if you live out of state and can't support our sponsors, and now there's a way. Just go to shopfanrun.com and buy a shirt, or two, or ten, and know that you're supporting the station that does our best to support you. Shopfanrun.com.
You're listening to East Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
We're working like heck.
And hello, good afternoon, and welcome to another stellar edition of The Drive. Russ is a little bit late, so I'm bringing us in. We're going to have a great show on tap for you guys today. Talk some Tennessee basketball, Tennessee football, probably some NFL playoffs.
Is that
I'd like
all?
To welcome Brandon in.
Is that it?
Maybe.
Less than stellar, Bear. It's a rough takeoff.
Should I jump in here and save this?
Well,
I mean, you were. I'm gonna throw you a life preserver here, Bear.
Well, no.
That's really, like, I texted you 20 minutes ago, like at a quarter
Look,
to
I've,
three.
I've been dealing
that I was
with
stuck
the
in
monster
traffic.
That you've created with Rick Butler.
I was stuck
who's
in
suddenly
traffic.
Gone from intern to thinking that he's going to sit in your chair.
See, why didn't you just do this? Like, you try and do the normal intro, which is obviously not your forte.
Well, just go ahead and set your stuff and cut his mic off, okay?
See, now you're comfortable.
Fine.
Now you're comfortable.
Fine. You want to know what's going on?
Yes.
I got your lap dog over here yapping at me for 15 minutes before the show starts. You know, he's talking about getting ready to go into anaphylactic shock if he even looks at a peanut, but he's fondling this brownie with nuts in it, right? And
the brownie,
then he's debating whether or not to eat it. Me and Reed are begging
him. That
sounded
so bad.
Me and Reed are begging him not to eat it because none of us, including Rick has an EpiPen on him. So he's just going to eat the brownie and die right in front of us.
The brownie,
I've got
in fact,
one in my car.
Brandon's acting like the Sphinx over there in the football
it's like 10
chair.
Years old,
the brownie, in fact, did not have peanuts.
Any kind of nuts. So I'm a little stressed. You're texting me that you're going to miss the beginning of the show.
I don't have my phone on me. Oh.
I'm a little stressed out. Rick,
you ever realize you don't have your phone on you? I feel naked,
it?
Man.
Where
I have
is
no
it?
Idea. It's probably. I'm hoping. Well, it's either in my car or in my jacket pocket.
Where's your jacket?
It's out there.
Well, go find his phone, Rick.
Send Rick.
I can make it 10 minutes without my phone. See, what I was going to say is, like, Bear, like, you should just open with the random free-floating hostility. Because that's, like, what it all boils down to for you at the end of the day is,
I don't
I'm a big tough guy
here,
and I'm going
to
beat
somebody.
No,
it's not. You don't need to come in here psychoanalyzing me.
This is,
like,
no,
I said, your lap dog's been yapping.
This is great.
The kid doesn't even graduate till December. Suddenly, we've got a new intern coming on the drive for one afternoon a week. When Rick,
oh, I knew
ditches
that would
us.
Trigger you.
When
I
Rick
knew that.
Ditches
I,
us,
this is gonna new intern who I have not met yet. I don't even know the kid's name. Is I realized what
he's my intern.
When Nate finally assigned us Wednesday intern for when Rick is not here, I was like, on my first reaction is like, okay, great. You know, finally we have some help to cover up for Rick's absence. My second thought was immediately, this is going to be hard on Bear.
I don't like change.
This is going to be hard on Bear. New person in the studio,
I don't like
on
new
the team.
People.
It's going to be difficult.
I don't like new people.
Going to be difficult.
I haven't gotten used to Rick yet.
So, sorry I'm late.
It's all right.
I had that feeling of, you ever get in, the worst kind of traffic jam is the unexpected traffic jam, right? That feeling when you get on an on-ramp and you realize the interstate is backed up,
you
but you're already on, you've committed. You can't turn around. I had that about half an hour ago. I'm getting on I-40 East at Cedar Bluff, and as I'm getting on the big loop on-ramp, whatever you call it, I see the backup and I'm like, oh, like, I just want to hit the rewind button. I want to hit the 10-second back button on your remote. I want to double tap on the left side of the YouTube the thing and just like rewind so I can keep going and turn around and come down Middlebrook.
Why do you not just drive down Middlebrook?
Because that's slower. You have traffic lights.
Not overall. I've done the math.
No, you have not done the
math. Yes, I've crunched the numbers.
All right. So I had that thing, and like I still really don't know what happened because there was one of those wide load things, and it had I can't even describe what it was. It had this ginormous metal cage thing on it, and either somebody hit it or it hit something or it was coming. I don't know.
Where at?
Right there, Cedar Bluff, I-40 East. And, I mean, we sat there for like 20 minutes just not moving. And so that sucked. And so that made me late. And then I get here. I'm the last one here, and I have to deal with it's probably time we talk about this, the rapidly deteriorating fan-run studios parking situation, which is – it's reaching critical mass here.
Well, see, it did for us today, but what we did, I had a rare moment of clarity out in the parking lot, and me and Brandon got one of the guys from It's Optional, John Reed, to switch places with us since they'll be leaving before us. Like you didn't show
I almost
up
parked behind you, but one of – I can never – like Reed and Trey's car look exactly the same to me, and I can never remember who drives which. I didn't want to box somebody in. So I went through the mud. Basically, let me paint the word picture for those of you who are – I'm sure find this super fascinating, talking about our parking lot. Yeah, this is the lead story. We're leading with parking lot talk. Our parking lot is very small. If everybody parks properly, you get 5 or 6 cars in it. And now we're having like 7 or 8, 9 cars show up. And so people park in the grass or whatever. That's okay. But people have been doing that for a long time, so it's really dirty. And now it's raining, and it's just a mud pit. Like, I'm not sure I'm going to be able to get out. Somebody might have to pull me out.
You've got a 4-wheel drive, dude.
I don't. And so it's – anyway.
Rick can pull you out.
People don't worry about it. My first world problems.
Throw a rope around his head and he'll drag you right out of there.
I was looking forward to Bear's intro, though. I was looking forward
to
it.
You were not. You hovered out there, waited and waited.
Yeah, I know. I was waiting because I figured.
And then you come in here right before I start to make me nervous. But you're right. Next time, I'll go with an airing of grievances of stuff you've done to me in the past 24 hours.
I'm telling you. I feel like I have a pretty good eye for talent when it comes to this radio stuff. That's your best bet.
Just rage.
Go right to your fastball, man. Go right to your fastball. You don't have a changeup. Go right to the fastball. Come out throwing heat.
He's still salty about the other day when I destroyed him.
I'm not salty. I'm trying to be complimentary here. Like, yeah. Play to your strengths. Yeah. Hey, Jim Chaney ain't going to come out and run the wishbone next year, buddy. He's going to get the ball to his playmakers. And that would be my advice to you. That would be my advice to you. If you wanted it. So what's the news of the day?
Charles Kelly isn't leaving.
Is he leaving?
No. He's come out and said he's staying at Tennessee.
Has he said that?
I thought I heard a report earlier in the day where he said that, maybe on either 3 and
I don't think he said
Fox
that. The reports I've heard, and I'll do some quick real-time checking on this as I'm saying it, but the reports are that he's turned down Maryland for the defensive coordinator job, which is good news. You know how much I harped on this. I think staff continuity is big, and I wanted him to stay. But the other thing here is, and maybe this is the reason he turned down Maryland, is Tosh Lupoy leaves Alabama to go to Cleveland, and Kelly could be in the mix. It's Charles Kelly, right?
Yeah.
Why does that sound weird all of a sudden? Charles Kelly could be in the mix for the Bama DC job. So...
Well, I mean, he'd have to take it. I mean, I hope that it works out that he stays here because I think he's a good coach. But if you get offered a coordinator position, especially at Alabama, you got
to
take it.
Yeah, I mean, like you go stand next to Saban and run that defense with those players. It's a pretty good thing. Like the thing I'm left with, though, is isn't it kind of refreshing to see
Alabama and Georgia kind of fumbling around in the dark?
Well, no, like – people Alabama coming after our staff members. Like, when was the last time that happened? Saban wasn't trying to hire any of Butch's dudes.
No. Let's be honest. He wasn't trying to hire Butch to be an analyst.
That's a good sign. That's a good sign that.
Well, that and he's just – I mean, it's not like there's a lot of – he got caught. Finally, it caught up to him. You know, he's playing in the championship game, so he's basically picking last.
And Saban?
Yeah, as far as, I mean, there's a lot of D.C. There's been all these hires. Wants,
man. Like, the reports of Bama's debt, like, don't get me wrong. I thought it was hysterical watching them get bent over barrel, show the 50 states against Clemson area. They still went 12-0. I mean, they're still Alabama. I think Charles Kelly, I mean, that makes a lot of sense. He's run this system. He knows Pruitt. He's been a defensive coordinator at Florida State. That makes sense for them. I hope he sticks around here, though, because he's a good coach. And the other interesting facet to the dominoes that are beginning to fall here, with Tosh Lupoi going to the Browns, Alabama was our league competition for Henry To'o, the four-star linebacker from California, choosing between Tennessee and Alabama. And Tosh Lupoi, I guess he was his guy at Alabama. And now all of a sudden the crystal balls. You like the crystal balls, the 247 thing?
I think that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life, for the crystal ball, that whole, because it's all crap.
They're all wizards over there. The 247 recruiting guy,
giving you crystal balls.
They call a 17-year-old and ask him where he's going to school, and that makes them a wizard.
Let me call Merlin.
The crystal balls.
Whoever pays him the most, buddy.
The crystal balls are starting to flow towards Tennessee for Lupoi. For To'o. And all of a sudden, Chris Bogle, the four-star outside linebacker, one of the best edge rusher prospects in the country, who chose Alabama at the U.S. Army All-American game a couple of weeks ago. And you may have seen the story where he said that he was going to pick Tennessee and just at the last minute decided to pick Alabama. Now he apparently might be having some second thoughts too. So very different feeling the close to recruiting so far this year as opposed to last year, when Tennessee struck out on all those highly touted players, particularly in the secondary. We'll see if Jeremy Pruitt can close strong. Take a quick break here. It's The Drive, Fox Sports Knoxville, Fan Run Radio, Thursday afternoon edition of the show. We'll be live at Corner 16 tomorrow. We'll not be late for that one. I'm going to get there super early. Stay tuned. Your phone calls coming up here on Fan Run Radio.
The Drive.
All right, late news last night. Todd Kelly Jr. announces he is retiring from the game of football. Body just giving out particularly a knee injury that just couldn't get right this season. I'm sure not the way he wanted to end his career, after started a bunch of games as a true freshman, was a ball hawk, had a bunch of interceptions over his career, and then the last 2 years just could not get healthy enough to stay on the field, and it sounds like that knee is just never going to be what he'd hoped it would be. I'm sure that's disappointing to him, but he's got a good head on his shoulders. And pre-med, I mean, he's probably going to be better off doing that over the long term.
Todd's going to be just fine.
Than playing football. So that ends quite the saga. I mean, that is, we have followed his career since he was in middle school, I think, around here, when we first started hearing about Todd Kelly Jr.
Probably his sixth or seventh grade year, people started talking. But, I mean, mainly because of his dad.
Sure.
It's like, you've seen Todd's boy yet.
But he was an elite five-star recruit. He was he was the first big recruit that Butch got in 2013.
He was the first in the
Legacies,
wasn't he?
Yeah, I think he committed, and then Hurd committed, and that opened up the pipeline of Barnett, Galdon, Kamara, Josh Malone, like all those dudes that Butch got and had minimal return on. But anyway, can't deny that those were big recruiting victories at the time. So, local guy, came to UT, balled out as long as he was healthy, got his education. I'm sure many of us and himself would have liked to see him play on Sundays. Doesn't look like that's going to happen, but I think, could speak for all of us, we wish that young man the very best in life moving forward. Basketball, next up, Alabama. The game is a sellout. Saturday at Thompson Bowling Assembly Center and Arena. The Tide beat Missouri last night by 10 points. So they come in here 2-2 in their last four. They lost to A&M and LSU before that and beat Kentucky. Hard team to get a read on. Alabama. Yeah. Got some nice pieces, but
I don't know. That's a super expensive ticket. I had a friend pay $300 for a pair.
What?
Yeah.
$300 to see Tennessee and Alabama play a regular season basketball game?
Seventh row.
I would hope it's a very good pair
of
seats.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those really good seats where you – seventh row, that's pretty good, man.
Yeah.
You're not down so far that you can't see over everybody. It's kind of got you up.
Should be a lit atmosphere Saturday at Thompson Bowling. I was watching or looking at NBA Draft Express. They did the top, I think, 60 or so, maybe 60 prospects. Excuse me? The top 60 prospects in college basketball, and Tennessee had two guys in the top 30. And it was interesting because you've got Grant Williams rated as the 28th best overall prospect and Admiral Schofield as the 30th best overall prospect. So this is interesting because on one hand, you're like, yeah, we got good players, you know, we're on the best. But on the other hand, it's like, oh, kind of hoping Grant don't get too good. Don't get too far up those charts, Grant Williams.
The one I saw earlier, I think it may have been the ESPN one, they had Grant at 23 and Admiral at 25.
Yeah, I'm looking at ESPN.com. It's NBA Draft. I don't know who did these rankings, but they have both Grant and Admiral up there near the top. Pretty interesting stuff right there. And we'll see if Grant Williams – thing is, man, if he continues to develop that three-pointer, and he's turned him into a – I mean, he's got a really nice-looking three-point shot. And if he continues to knock that down, he's going to have a decision on his hands, right? Because surely he's graduating in 3 years. Wouldn't it surprise me to see him graduate in 3 years? And at that point, I mean, could you blame him if he wanted to go and begin his professional basketball career? That would drastically change the outlook for next season. I think Admiral and Kyle are going to be huge losses. But if you have Grant coming back with all four guards and you add Josiah James to that mix, I'm not expecting a huge drop-off next season. We'll be a different team, a different-looking team, but I'm not expecting a huge drop-off in terms of wins. I think we still have a top-10 type basketball team next season. Grant Williams leaves, that changes.
It'd be hard to replace all three, the three core, the core of our team right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think you would go from like a solid top-10 team with him to like top-25 type team. It will still be good, but I don't see us challenging. I don't see us going Final Four, legit Final Four challenger next year without Grant Williams.
No, I mean, it's time to go. This is our year. We got to go now.
You're all in.
Yeah. It was the latest NBC Sports mock draft. They've got
Grant going in the first round?
Yeah, they got him at 23.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either. Yeah, Grant Williams, 23.
Maybe he'll be like Peyton Manning. It's like, I know the money will be there. I just love the college experience so much. I'll stay for all 4 years. I could dream, right? I could dream. We can hope that.
I mean, because they're accurate. I mean, here's the deal with Grant. Grant does stuff. According to this, since 1992, there are just six high major players that have averaged at least 18 points, 8 boards, and 3 assists while shooting better than 50% from the floor. Tim Duncan, David West, Jared Dudley, Evan Turner, Ben Simmons, and Caleb Swanigan, and all of them were first-round picks. 5 of the 6 have or will have had long and successful NBA careers.
Well, I guess it all gets back to enjoy this team, right? Enjoy it while you got it. We already know we're losing Kyle Alexander and Admiral Schofield. We might be losing Grant Williams now too. So enjoy why. I mean, and Grant Williams, That jersey might be in the rafters someday. Yeah. It's
both of them.
You're watching one of the all-time greats.
When I read that, it definitely pulled back the La La Land haze of, oh, Grant's coming back for senior year, Russ.
I just kind of assumed that, man. You know, he's 6'7", 240.
And then he'll come back during the offseason and finish out his degree. But, I mean, that's guaranteed money, right? Even at the end of the first round.
Yeah.
And Admiral, how they described him, is a 6'5" wing that's built like a wrestler that has a 7-foot wingspan that is shooting 41.2% from the last three seasons. And just talking about he's just no problem. He will be adored in NBA locker rooms for the way he plays the game and carries himself professionally. Admiral's in a really good spot. He'll go in late in that. He'll go to a playoff contender. Be on a playoff team right off the bat.
He would make such a good spur. Admiral Schofield, he would be such a spur. That's, yeah. It'll be interesting to see where he winds up. And finally, on your Rocky Top Report, Holly Warlick's 20th ranked Lady Vols playing their second straight road game tonight in Tuscaloosa, taking on the Lady Tide. You'll be watching tonight at 8:00, Bear.
Yeah, and I've got faith that we're going down there and we're gonna take care of business down there in Titletown.
What do you think
Tide around?
What do you think the keys are? What's the matchup to watch tonight in Tennessee, Bama?
Their center versus our center. It's all about the rebounds, Russ.
Well done. Well done. That is your Rocky Top Report, brought to you by the Craigner Group. Check out my guy Bo Craigner online, BoKnowsHouses.com, for all your East Tennessee real estate needs. And the mortgage pro, Chris Burleson, if you're thinking of buying, building, or refinancing, it's the mortgage pro, Chris Burleson, online at BurlesonMortgageTeam.com. Our phone number, so we open it up to you, 865-546-8200, 546-8200, if you want to jump on the show here this afternoon on a rainy Thursday afternoon. Coming up, we'll go inside the transfer portal. Once again, get your spacesuits ready, space cadets. We're going into the portal when the drive continues. Coming up right here on Fan Run Radio.
The Drive. It's time for the Rickard Ridge Barbecue Smoking Hot Question of the Day. Brought to you by Rickard Ridge Barbecue, located in Cove Lake State Park. Online at RickardRidgeBBQ.com.
How many league games does Tennessee lose this year? Here we are, four games into your 18-game schedule. Is that right?
Yeah.
4-0, Tennessee. How many league games do you think we lose this season? 865-546-8200. You know what? Before league play started, I was like, we're going to stub our toe, and like, it's hard to win at Rupp. That Auburn game's going to be tough. We'll lose like three games or so, you know. Maybe like one or two legit losses and a stub your toe type game that we shouldn't have lost. Maybe we're just feasting on the bottom feeders and I'm looking through orange-colored glasses, but I don't see us losing three games this year. I'm thinking one or two max.
I've got us at two. We got four really tough road games. We have to go to Kentucky to Rupp, Corrupt Arena, at Auburn that last game of the year. LSU is in Baton Rouge. We've already talked about that one. And I don't think that trip down to Ole Miss, down to Oxford, is going to be – a walk in the park the way they're playing right now.
Probably not, Brandon.
It's just really hard to win on the road in the SEC.
I'll say three. I'll put the number right at three.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, four games in, and it's not just that we're 4-0, but the manner in which we've won these games.
The differential?
Yeah, but, you know, Missouri challenged us a little bit in the first 15 minutes of that game. Florida put up a good fight for the better part of 35 minutes in that game. Other than that, though, I mean, Tennessee's just been walking out there and slapping folks around, toying with teams. I'll go two. I think we lose twice.
I think we're two out of those four. Which two it's going to be, I would probably say Rupp and
Auburn.
No, Ole Miss. We've seen really good teams go down there before, and I mean, not this team, obviously, but a team as good as this. But weird things happen in Oxford. I hate that gym.
Well, gym is new. You know, we only played there once, I think.
Yeah, we got screwed with our pants on.
We didn't lose there last year. Admiral Schofield took them apart last year.
I thought the Tyndall year we played in that
gym. Well, that would have been in – what did they call that place? I forgot.
The Tad Pad.
The Tad Pad. That was a place of horrors for Tennessee. You go in there, that old minor league hockey arena.
Poorly lit.
Rats running around. Who knows what else. All those toothless, slack-jawed yokels in the stands waving their Confederate flags. And you never know what was going to happen.
Grandma's chewing Red Man up there.
You never knew what was going to happen in that place. I haven't seen them play. It's weird, man. I've only watched them play once, or maybe I watched a lot of their game the other night against LSU, and LSU kind of took them apart. But I think LSU could be pretty good. And I watched them beat Mississippi State last week, and they looked really good.
What do you think about LSU?
That's a talented team, man. We knew Waters is a great point guard, but they've got some big, athletic-looking dudes, too. I mean, they're going to give us problems. They'll be able to match up with us.
Kentucky has the athletes to do it. They're just all 18 years old. Most of them are freshmen.
They're actually not relying on as many freshmen. I mean, they've got Ashton Hagans is a good one, and Keldon Johnson is probably their best player as a swingman, but they've got Reed Travis, who's a grad transfer down low for them, who I'm not that impressed with. I thought he was going to be much better than he's shown so far.
Where was he from again?
And then from Stanford. And then you've got Nick Richards back and P.J. Washington back off last year's team, and they don't seem to be – I don't see those guys being NBA players next year. So that's the thing about Kentucky is they will be a different team in March than they are in January.
Yeah, this was a year I wish we played them early, at least one of them. It'd have been awesome to go up there up and slap them silly last week.
How many games do you think this team loses in SEC play? Let's go to the @FoxSportsKnox Twitter feed. 41% of the audience says two. 30% say just one loss. 70% of the audience says not losing a game. I think that's possible that they could run the table. It's just so unlikely with so many games left. But, I mean, golly, the way they've started out, like how could you just totally discount that as a possibility? 12% say they lose three games or more. Your thoughts, 865-546-8200. Let's go to the Fox Sports Knoxville Breaking News Desk. Big high school football news today coming out of Greenville, where Kane Ballard announces that he'll be stepping down after 10 years as the head coach at Greenville, where he went 119-15. And won four state championships.
That's pretty damn stout.
Yeah. And I guess his son is going to Army, or is he going to Army or Cade Ballard? Is he going to Army or Navy?
I think
it was Army.
He's going to one of the service academies.
And that fantastic kid was a great player. It was like one of those teams you hear about Greenville, and they've been 10-0 like the last 4 years, and you're like, yeah, but, you know, who are they really playing? And then they get that state championship in the state playoffs and just kill everybody. So, I guess they are pretty good.
They run roughshod over their district. Granger, all too familiar with the Greenville Green Devils.
Were you on the receiving end of a Greenville beatdown or two back in your day?
I mean, I wasn't on the team. I wasn't on the football team. Basketball team, we took a couple beatings, but we dished out a few to Greenville.
Okay.
In basketball.
Okay.
But football, it was always rough.
Well, shout out to Kane Ballard, East Tennessee high school football legend, hanging it up this afternoon out there. And be interesting to see. That sounds like that's probably a plum high school job for somebody. I mean, imagine there'll be a lot of qualified candidates lining up trying to get a crack at that one.
Yeah, other than, you know, it's in a small town.
All right, let's get inside the transfer portal and see who we find today. Brandon Ort, take us to the portal. Hold on just a minute. Get my bearings here. Oh, look at that. It's Texas quarterback Shane Buechele, who started 19 games for the Longhorns before losing his job to Sam Ellinger this past season. He has informed Texas coaches that he wants to explore leaving for another school as a grad transfer. He'd be able to play immediately.
Sign me up.
You're in the Shane Buechele business?
Sign me up. He can run. He can run. He's like a big bulldozer.
Are you mixing him up with Ellinger? This is not the dude who played.
It's not the guy that played in the Sugar Bowl. This is the guy that he beat out.
No, I know.
He was a runner too, though, as I recall.
Yeah.
Is he a big guy?
Yeah, pretty sure.
I don't want anybody's sloppy seconds and cast-offs.
Well, what do you think Jalen Hurts was, and you were sheeping it up for him?
Oh.
That's a little bit different.
That's different.
Well, was Jalen Hurts SEC Player of the Year as a freshman?
Sure.
Yeah. What was it? Who are we talking? Shane Buechele? Bobby Boucher?
Steve Buechele's son. You remember Steve Buechele?
No.
You don't?
Have no recollection.
Great third baseman for the Pittsburgh Pirates and your, my, Chicago Cubs back in the day. Oh, Steve Buechele. That was my Harry Carey.
It's horrible.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? He's been gone so long, I forgot what he actually sounds like. See where Marty Brenneman's head hanging it up?
Yeah,
you know
I did.
Who that is, do you?
I did see that.
You do?
Yeah.
Longtime voice of Door, Cincinnati Reds.
It's your chance is upset.
So, for the record, Brandon is in on Shane Buechele, and Bear, you're not just because he got beat out?
Yeah.
That's the case for everyone in the transfer portal.
That's a good point. He's got you there.
Yeah, you haven't seen me outside of Jalen Hurts, who's obvious that you go after him. You don't see me really interested in any of these transfers anymore. Any of them.
I would be willing to take just about any of them. Because do you not think
Garantano?
No, I'm
admit
just saying.
It.
Do
it's
you,
all right. Just admit it.
I don't hate Garantano. I'm just saying. Do you not think any one of those guys that are transferring from Oklahoma, Ohio State, Texas, do you not think any of those guys could beat out Garantano right now?
That regardless, that doesn't matter to me. But that's not it. It's be like, do you really want to get Garantano if you're a fan of some other team? If Mar lights it up or Shroud or whoever, and he goes in the portal, which he's graduating in May. Man, that's something to wrap your brain around. Jarrett Garantano could start.
Well, what is his value in the portal? Who's coming after Jarrett Garantano if he gets in the portal?
Probably lower tier, Power 5.
Rutgers?
Yeah, Rutgers are taking the heartbeat.
I don't know what their quarterback depth chart. I see where you're not taking a shot. It's because he's from New Jersey.
Yeah.
I think it came down to us and Rutgers, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you something.
Some other options. Also in the transfer portal this afternoon, Mississippi State tight end Christian Roberson, former three-star recruit, 6'5", 255 pounds, good size from Atlanta. And held offers coming out from Arkansas, Florida, Michigan State. Good offer list. Out of McEachern High School in Atlanta, where one Trey Golden matriculated from back in the day. Yeah, that's right. A Trey Golden reference. Don't act like you're not impressed. Or happened to that Jenny Wright gal. All right, Brandon, get us out of the portal, man. I'm getting dizzy.
Talking about Jenny. Jenny Wright.
865. 546-8200 if you want to get in here this afternoon. I feel you, Bear. I'm not all about just plundering the transfer portal. When you look at,
I mean, there's certain positions where I would.
I mean, you look at, we got three guys last year. We had three grad transfers last year. None of them made an impact. And maybe that's unfair because Brandon Kennedy probably would have been our starting center for the entire season. He got hurt, obviously, after the first game. But even, you know, one out of three, is that – I don't know. I feel like it was an okay batting average. Crist never started a game, never seriously pushed Garantano for the starting job. Madre London, serviceable, if we're being generous.
The last – Tennessee transfer athlete that we got a lot out of was probably that Lou Evans kid that played basketball.
We've had a couple in basketball. John Fields was the first one back in the day.
Oh, who was the one last year? James Daniel?
Yes. Yeah, he gave us some good minutes. But that's interesting. It's like basketball. Basketball is more quality than football, it seems, on the grad transfer market. We'll take a quick break. Coming up, get to these phones. A lot going on here in your Thursday with the portal and all. And talk more about this Grant Williams, his NBA prospects as well. Kind of a scary thought for Tennessee fans who are counting on him being a four-year player. He's getting some first-round love and consideration from some of the early NBA mock drafts. We'll be right back. It's The Drive. You're listening to Fox Sports Knoxville Fan Run Radio.
The Drive.
Kind of buried one of the big stories. Slipped under my radar. The New Sentinel did its annual, like, here's all the secondary violations UT committed report this year. You like that? I like that.
I could do without it.
Really? You don't want to know? You don't want to see how the sausage is made?
It's a non-story.
Really?
Yeah, who cares?
Well, I mean, I don't... It depends on how you receive it, right? See, this is the kind of thing, like, some people take that approach. Some people, like Brandon, is like, I don't care. I don't want to hear about it. It doesn't matter. We ought to be cheating, right? But I just look at it as, okay, this is interesting. Like, this is what's going on. I'm not going to blow it out of proportion. It's not a big deal that Fulmer's out there coaching the offensive line when he's not supposed to me. It's a slap on the wrist type thing. But that was an interesting thing. Did you see the video?
Of him coaching?
Yeah.
No.
You haven't seen it?
No.
It's pretty interesting.
I don't know what it looks like.
You should watch it. You should watch it. No, you don't. You should watch it.
Is he trying to conceal what he's doing?
Yes. Yes.
Really?
That's exactly what he's doing. Have you seen it, Brandon?
No.
All right.
Go to
where do I need to go?
KnoxNews.com and watch.
I'm not a subscriber. They won't let me watch it.
Well, neither am I. But you get like 10 free articles a month. I'm down to one or two. This was – you make those value –
2 weeks ago.
You make those value judgments, and I was reading it this morning. I was like, okay, that's worth a read. That's worth one of my 10 free reads.
Yeah, I already screwed up. I like seeing the restaurant health scores too much.
So the video –
right there.
All right, so here's the basic story. Tennessee's reported a minor NCAA violation that involves athletics director Philip Fulmer instructing offensive linemen during football practice. This is one of eight level three athletics violations that UT reported over the last 6 months of 2018. And that number is actually really low. Like, sometimes you hear like 60 violations in a year. So only eight in 6 months, like, that's actually really low. The News Sentinel got this through public records request, and the video of this.
No, somebody sent them this video.
Somebody sent the Sentinel video. They don't know where it came from.
And Jeremy Pruitt does.
It shows Philip Fulmer. It's basically they're behind the offensive line drill, and Fulmer's like walking by. You can see Friend in – Will Friend is in the – he's in the trenches with them coaching, but Fulmer's kind of like watching from behind. And then Riley Locklear does a drill, and Fulmer gets up to him, and he says – you can't tell the full thing. He says something about you're 275 pounds, so he's talking about leverage, like you got to get low or you're going to get beat or something like that. I mean, he's coaching him. And he talks to somebody else. I think Drew Richmond is in the drill. And then he turns around to whoever's holding this camera and says, are you filming me? What are you filming? And he says, don't put me in anything. Put me in any of this.
So they know. I mean, Coach Fulmer knows who it is.
I don't
know. He knows who filmed it.
Well, you might not know. I mean, it might just been some random dude, some reporter or something.
How some random? But they don't let – they kick them out of there after like five.
It might have been in the port. The 15 minutes that they're allowed to see. It was a non-contract deal.
It's stretch.
It was a – I mean
– they're doing the board drill is what they're doing. And you can tell, like, Fulmer knows because he's like – you can see that he's itching to step over because the from the sideline to the playing surface – goes from like dark green looking like outdoor fake looking carpet, you know, fake looking grass carpet to the field, and he like in the video he's edging up towards it. You can tell he's really wanting to get out there and down and dirty.
Oh yeah,
lineman.
Oh yeah. It's funny because first of all he's dressed in his like his coaching trash bag and shorts and all that stuff. Like he's dressed up like a football coach.
Well, tell me this: how come it's all right for Nick Saban to bring back a gazillion of his former players that aren't currently in the NFL or who, you know, to do scout teams for Alabama?
I mean, I don't know. It's not.
In pads. But Coach Fulmer's not allowed to go out there and do a little bit of coaching there on the board drills.
We're working like heck.
Yeah.
It was startling to see because the image we've seen since he came back is this cuddly old Papaw Phil story. Tell me story, Papaw Phil. Yeah. Tell me story about Peyton. Tell me story about T. Tell me story, Papaw Phil. Like, that's the guy we've been seeing. But then you watch this video, and it's like, whoa. Like, that's the battle captain right there. He's barking and stuff. Like, and then he gets up in that guy's face. He's like, are you filming? Who are you filming? Don't put me on there. It's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. All right. This dude's intense.
He should have grabbed that camera.
Yeah, no, I thought he was going to.
Smashed it.
I thought he was going to. Give me that thing. Smash. So,
Battle Captain going soft in his old age, I feel like.
Not if that video's any indication.
Yeah.
That has to be one of those things, like, for him.
It's got to be hard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, not saying. Especially watching our putrid line play the past few years.
He's probably
it haunts his dreams.
It would be like I'm trying.
I mean, you're
to
young.
Think of a good
I don't. Analogy. I don't know if you realize this, but he churned out NFL lineman after NFL lineman for what? When did he get here? When did Fulmer first start with UT?
Mid early '80s,
and we started churning out like road graders. Year after year after year.
Fulmer walking by offensive line drills and not being allowed to do anything is probably like me walking by a table at Corner 16 tomorrow with one of those big chocolate milkshakes just sitting there. And it's like, no, that's Brandon's. I can't touch that. He's in the restroom. He'll be right back. I mean, that's like.
You'd drink the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. It's going in my face. It's going in my face.
And you'd have hell to pay whenever I got it back too, Russell.
You wouldn't do a damn thing.
Not a damn. It's. Dancing right.
Fulmer's probably better just not going to practice, man. I mean, he's not going to be able to tear himself away from those O-line drills. That's like dangling the catnip out there in front of a kitty, man. He's going
to
be all over
it. What they need to do is just lock it down better and just have no absolute zero cell phone policy at practice. I'm not guy. I give no quarter and won't give up an inch of an advantage.
What are we doing now?
Hall of Fame level offensive line coach on staff.
What are we doing now if Charles Kelly is back? If he is going to coach here, we pulled him off the recruiting trail and put T. Martin on it. Like, does he go back on? Like, does he just stay off, or are we gonna go ahead and give David Johnson what looks like an impending nudge coming out? Is he gonna elbow him out of the way?
I don't know. I'm interested to see how it plays out. Is it going to be Johnson? Is it Kelly? Is it Winky? Is it all of them? Is it a couple of them? I think there are a few ways that it could shake out. I don't know.
Stay with us. Hour number two of The Drive coming up right here on Fox Sports Knoxville. Fan Run Radio. Streaming online this afternoon at foxsportsknoxville.com and your free Fan Run app. 105.7 FM in Knoxville, 1340 AM. A variety of ways for you to experience the program this afternoon. Back with your phone calls coming up.